Well, as interest in renewable fuels continues to grow, new research is looking at the potential of winter-grown energy beets for biofuel usage. If successful, it could provide farmers across the Southeast with a winter crop to grow in rotation with their summer commodities. The use of energy beets as a biofuel crop is well established in other regions of the U.S., but is currently being evaluated here in the Southeast as an alternative to cellulosic biofuel production that would not displace the current summer crop production in place. The project is entering its second harvest season following a season of promising results in 2012. As the Georgia research team undertaking the project produced more than the average beet yield in the Midwest, which is about 30 to 35 tons. With the best harvest here in the Southeast taking place in the middle of June, with about 57 tons to the acre. Currently, the research is aimed at manipulating the planting dates to result in an earlier harvest to go after corn and get done during September in order to maximize yields earlier in the season so it won't affect transitioning into cotton and peanuts. Planting after corn will also be beneficial because it allows beet farmers to use leftover nitrogen remaining in the soil as the beet's deep tap roots mine soil nitrates from soil depths of 8 feet. While winter beet farming is looking promising, there are concerns that still need to be addressed, including the possibility of plant pathogens, nematodes, and excessive persistence from previous herbicides put out in cotton and peanuts. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.